We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us right now, the manager of the New York Mets, Luis Rojas. Luis, Joe and Evan, how you been?
Hi, Luis.
Hey, what's up, Joe, Evan? How you guys doing? Just here in Philly, a little cloudy, but it shouldn't be overcast or anything. We should have a game tonight.
So beautiful. I'm ready to go. Here's what's going to change my mood, good or bad. How is Jake? How's he feeling? Is he going to make his next start? Give me everything right now about Jacob DeGrom.
I'll give you what I have. So Jake came in today, feeling a lot better. He was able to play catch. So, you know, it's actually a progression, you know, from being removed yesterday and then after the game finding out it wasn't anything major. And then, you know, just play catch. So as of today, you know, he's good. So let's see how he keeps feeling and see if we can reveal he can make his next start on.
There's no thought of, with the limited amount of pitches he threw yesterday, to maybe move him up a little bit, Luis?
Well, that will be subject to the same thing. You know, you see how he keep progressing day to day. He's better than yesterday, you know, as far as, like, feeling, you know, the spasm there and the hamstring. But, you know, we'll have to keep reassessing with him day to day and see if he's able to do his in-between stuff as far as, like, throwing his side and everything, and then we can definitely find out when he's going to make his next start.
So what's interesting about last night, I think this is a sign of how great he is, that anytime Jacob DeGrom falters in any way, we start to think, well, he's got to be hurt. There's got to be something wrong with him because he's that good. And on the broadcast, at least, Keith Hernandez pointed this out. I would have never noticed it, that he looked into the dugout.
Right, right.
And it kind of jumped at him. I was like, hey, what's going on with Jake? He was kind of glaring into the dugout. So when you go look at that second inning, did you know what he was battling through, and was there a thought of getting him out even before that second inning ended?
Yeah, we figured there was something going on. Jeremy Hefner made a visit, and that's when he came in and said, there's something in his hamstring. He says he feels good. He can throw right now, but he's feeling something. But, I mean, we all saw it wasn't the Jake we knew. I mean, he started going to his secondary a lot later in the in that second inning, and then he was able to get you know, Harper chasing, and then Wilson was able to pick up McCutchen to end the inning, and that's when we started talking more as a group with him, and then we just decided to shut it down. So I think we caught it early too, to a point that today he feels better, and then he was able to play catch and everything. So let's say we're in a good position right now.
You know, I hate to bring this up, Luis, but it happens every game. And to me, it's one of the big reasons you guys are five games under 500, and that's the horrific base running that this team has. Basically, every game there is some base running blunder. You know, we saw Rosario unbelievably get picked off first base last week to end the game. I still can't believe that happened. We've seen guys get picked off all year. We saw McNeil with a bad base running play the other night. And even last night, even though you won the game, you end the ninth inning with another, you know, running yourself out of the inning again. And thankfully, Diaz actually was able to close it down and it was no issue. But, I mean, is this do you address this on a regular basis? Because this has killed the Mets this year.
Yes, we've had a lot of base running mistakes in the season. And that's something that we bring up to the group in every hitters meeting or every offensive meeting that we have. And it's something that we're looking forward to minimize. I mean, as a group that's on the bases a lot, like we are, I think we're at the top in on base, you know, OPS, you know, batting average. We're on the bases a lot, and then for us to be giving out from the bases is just going to minimize chances to score more runs. And you know, that's something that's going to put us in a better winning situation, and we just got to minimize, especially with the last 11 games that we have going on. It happened last night, and you're right. I mean, it could have really hurt us. It could have hurt our comeback and the outcome of the game. And that it's something that we just got to be more aware on the basis of what we're doing. We're not a fast team, but we can be aggressive, but we need to be aware. Well, and then, you know, we don't necessarily need to be fast to be a good base running team. So that's where we need to be at right now.
What was it with Conforto? Did he forget how many outs there were? Because he wasn't moving right off the bat.
Yeah, I talked to Michael. We talked a little bit about it. And so he, you know, the inning was started by Ramos. Guillorme. He was the last hitter that faced Wheeler. And then the lefty came in to face Nemo, who actually Alonso hit for. So when the pitching changed, he kind of got reset. So he forgot the number of outs. And he told me he thought there was one out, and that's why he was reading it close to second base. And then when the ball hit the wall, that's when he took off. So he just forgot the number of outs, missed the number of outs, and made it a close play, a home plate. You know, thank God he scored.
Yeah, seriously,
he didn't go the other way for us. Yeah.
Yeah, thank God is definitely right. We're talking to the manager, the New York Mets, Luis Rojas. They try to win the series tonight against the Phillies. How about Alonso? I mean, he won for his last 18, whatever it is. You didn't start him last night. You sat him. I'm assuming he's playing tonight. I mean, is it just a matter that he has, you know, just pressed really? Because it seems to me he's pressed all year. That's the way I see it. How about that, Luis?
He's an overdoer. I mean, you know, Pete wants to always do more, you know, work. Harder. I mean, do different things. We got to monitorize that, and we got to target what he needs to do. You know, he's been doing some extra work in the last couple of days early with our hitting coaches. You know, and Pete wants to do so much, and you know, just for us as coaches, me and as his manager, having conversations and not trying to make up for what he hasn't done. It's just not the way of going about things, and he needs to make the adjustment and focus in tonight's game. And he had a really good game against Nola last week. So him working out early and coming in, matching up against Nola, I mean, we're looking for Pete to contribute for us tonight. And that's what we're doing. We're throwing the best nine for us that we can match up against that particular pitcher. And we're trying to keep everyone's focus in there, because just to focus on the stuff that you haven't done or a season like this, as far as numbers, that you can't go that way. We need to win as a team, and that's where everyone's focus should be at.
We're talking to Luis Rojas. I liked how the last two games, you've pinch hit for Wilson Ramos. Late in the game, you're like, look, the guy hasn't had a great year. You're trying to win games. But here's my question. I think it was the Tuesday game. Bases loaded, one out. Girardi goes to a lefty. Here comes Ramos. And I get he hits lefties, but he's also a major double play threat, as we saw. Did you give any thought? Because it was popping into my mind, not like a no-brainer decision, but it popped into my mind about going to Todd Frazier. He's hit so well against lefties. And again, you've shown a willingness like, hey, I'll pinch hit for you. You haven't hit. Was there a thought, sixth inning, bases loaded, one out on Tuesday, of pinch hitting for him right there with Todd Frazier?
No, we went with Ramos. I mean, Ramos, you know, in the weekend, he didn't start Sunday. But during the weekend, he had a really good offensive, you know, games. Friday had a really good offensive game. It was a big part of us. Of the 18 runs that we scored in that game. And then Saturday, he had a good performance as well at the plate. So we're really trusting him, especially facing the lefty, you know, after Arrieta exited the game with a bases loaded situation. So it was a spot where we felt that Ramos was going to deliver for us. I mean, not the case. His approach hasn't been quite his in the last two games. So it's kind of like what his season's been, you know, similar almost to Pete, where you almost see some games where, you know, they're the guy that we know, the offensive player that we know, and then all of a sudden their approach just goes and changes again. So Ramos' last two games hadn't been the same. You know, Chirinos is starting for us today, but definitely the trust on Ramos that he can come in and contribute at some point, and, you know, still there. So that's what the decision was made, but just to keep Ramos in that particular situation.
I am curious, is there a moment where it's too early to go to the bench and pinch hit? Because I understand your response on that, too, because it's, you know, there's a lefty on the mound, and you're thinking, hey, maybe Wilson will come through. But is there a moment in the game? Because we saw you pinch hit last night in the eighth inning. But is the sixth inning in general too early a time in your mind to make a move like that?
Not in a season like this, especially. You know, you can definitely do some things. You can match up early in that inning with one of your hot bats out of the bench, like you guys described Frazier. And, you know, he's a good example, but not necessarily. The sixth inning is not too early. Especially in a season like this, like, you know, you know that there's a a hitter that can come in and do some damage there, and it can be that point in the game where you can turn it around in your favor. I mean, you can for sure go to a pinch hit in a situation like that. It's never too early.
Now, do we get at least 100 pitches out of Lugo tonight, Luis?
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Do we get at least 100 pitches out of Lugo tonight?
we'll see if he gets us there. Okay, we'll see his performance. I mean, Lugo has done a good job. I think we got him to 91 his last outing against the Blue Jays. So you know he's been stretched out to that 900 pitch mark. He felt good afterwards too. So he's there. Yeah, we'll see where he gets us and how good he's throwing the ball, and then definitely we'll go with the decision, seeing how far we can take us.
What's the plan for Steven Matz? He was activated a couple of days ago. I think he was sitting in the bullpen a couple of days ago. Yesterday he wasn't. What's the plan for Matz right now?
I can't. Yeah, and I'm glad you actually asked that. I can reveal some stuff for tomorrow and the next day. I mean, we just walked out of the pen yesterday. He helped us greatly to come back and win the game. Matz is actually starting for us tomorrow against the Braves.
Oh, okay.
Wow. We go back to Citi Field, and then we have Saturday, Davey Peterson. So Matz and the two lefties back to back Friday, Saturday. Those are our next two starters.
And then Porcello's pitching Sunday.
That's the plan as of now. I mean, he's in line to do it, but we want to stay until Saturday and see what can happen.
Could be Jake, right? It could be Jake coming back if he's ready to go, right? Isn't that a possibility for Sunday?
That would be good.
We don't want to get there. Let's stay within this tonight and this 2 days, and then we'll go.
What can we?
We'll reveal as we go.
Because as you recall, our lasting image of Steven Matz in 2020 has not been very good. What has changed? And because I'm sure he's worked on a lot of things while he was recovering from that injury. Do you expect a different Steven Matz? What kind of changes should we expect when we watch him tomorrow night starting?
Well, we expect the command to be there with his pitch, with his repertoire. And the stuff was good. The stuff was sharp. We like the stuff, the fastball, changeup, everything. But those two pitches especially, they were in a good spot. I mean, the command was one of the things that hurt him. And then sequencing was one of the other things that were hurting him too, just to built in one or two innings of his outing. I mean, he'll pitch five innings, and it'll be in one inning where they'll build up on him, or two innings where they'll build up greatly on him. It wasn't that he was getting crushed like every inning for the most part, but there will be some command issues added to sequencing where it'll really hunt him and build up for those big innings against him. So we're looking at, some improvements in that area. He threw that one inning at Yankee Stadium before going into the IL, and he looked really good. So, we're looking at that version of Steven Matz where he's going to have that command, and he's going to sequence really good pitches.
4:01, it's 4 o'clock straight up, so I just want to say WFAN in New York, Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts in the afternoon. We're talking to the manager of the New York Mets, and that, of course, is Luis Rojas. Luis, let's be honest, 11 games to go. You guys got to have a big run here now. I mean, I think you got to win 8 of these next 11, I mean, something like that, if you guys are realistically going to get into this playoff situation. I mean, do you agree with that? And are you managing now a little differently based on the fact that, it's now or never? How about that?
Yeah, well, we feel like we got to win every game. And, it's been that approach the whole time. Yes, I mean, there's a lot of differences in managing right now. Like, we have some guys in the bullpen, like, having Michael Walker in the bullpen, having Matt available in the bullpen. So there's some different tools in the bullpen that can lead to us to make an aggressive decision early in the game. I mean, you talked about the pinch hitting situation. We can definitely do that early in the game as well. So there's a lot of things that we can do with the 11 games to go knowing that, the guys are all in. I mean, we have more length now. That's something that we didn't have as much in the pen, when we move some of the guys from the pen to try to stretch them out in the rotation. Right now we have a rotation plus guys in the pen that can give land. So there are some different strategies right now that can work, from early in the game for us. And like I said earlier, we feel like we gotta win every game. We gotta focus on tonight for sure, but we gotta go after every game and win it.
I know that with David Peterson, there's probably a thought to be careful. He's had an IL stint, and, he's still a rookie. But was there any thought on Sunday? Because he retired, I think, the last six or seven guys he faced. He pitched very well. I mean, he's really had a good rookie year. Was there any thought into allowing him to remain in that game, 81 pitches in the sixth inning?
No, I mean, his pitch count was top at 90. Just to have Petey come back out for eight pitches, it was something that we didn't you know, Wichel, he did his job at the time. And then, you know, we're facing the middle of the order. I think it was 3-4-5 in that game that was coming against us. And Brad Bragg was throwing the ball so good, especially against righty. So we, that matchup, we felt pretty good with Brad coming in and getting through that inning and then, you know, for us to keep going in the pen and staying in the game, you know. But what we didn't count on was, you know, just a three straight walk. That's something unusual from Bragg. And then, you know, he was coming in trying to get a ground ball there just to keep the ball in the infield in the yard like that. And then there's another walk. So the inning build up. But, you know, with Petey, 82-90, you know, that was something that we decided to stop right there. And then right now he's starting Saturday. Giving him the extra day of rest, so he's even more fresher Saturday, especially coming back from the IL stint, like you said.
Jimenez is, and he gets the big hit that winds up winning the game last night. Is Jimenez the shortstop now the rest of the way? I mean, can we say that he's the everyday shortstop?
I can't say one player is the everyday shortstop or everyday second base. I can't, you know, with Jimmy, he's earned the right to play more. You know, just the way he's performing, he's doing so great at the field. He's coming through with clutch at bats. I mean, he's our best stealer. There's a lot of things that he does for us, and he did it last night as well. You know, he's in the lineup again tonight. So that's what we're doing. We're putting the best nine out there every day just to put us in the best position to win the ballgame. And, you know, we're mashing up. We're doing everything we need to do, getting together as a staff, going through analytics, everything that we need to do to come out with our formula of the nine guys that are going to put us in the best position. Jimenez is a part of it tonight, and that's how kind of we're approaching this season. That's how we're approaching the last 11 games.
I got to ask you this because as a fan, I've noticed this, and this has to tick you off because I see you complain to umpires, rightfully so. You know, you let them know when they're not doing a good job. It's the same damn umpires. I mean, you guys have had to watch.
It is unbelievable.
Like, you know,
so
Carlos Torres and Visconti and like every freaking day.
Yep.
Is that difficult at all that you are, you know, because I'm sure you're having run-ins with the same guys over and over again, reminding them that their strike zone is awful. Has that been a challenge this season?
Yeah, and you know, no. It's these are some of the things that coming into the season we knew, and then we were told that we're gonna see familiar faces as far as umpires, and they're even gonna travel with us, and some of them have traveled with us already.
That's great.
So you know, it's just part of getting through this season and everything that's going on, and follow protocols, and you know, the emotions during the game they get in the way, and you know, I've been part of the yelling, questioning in the middle, in the heat of the game, you know, but it's definitely another tough job, you know, just to be there and trying to get every call right. So, you know, we it's going to happen. It's part of the beauty of this game. You know, we're going to disagree a lot of times, and we're going to be yelling from the dugout. We're going to ask questions, and that's part of baseball. So, you know, a little different year because, you know, we see the familiar faces. They're keeping the umpires along the same team, the same division, the same group, the same kind of like travel line. So that's why we're seeing those familiar faces.
Luis, I got to ask you this. I mean, it looks like there's going to be no new ownership here with the Mets. Do you think about that at all? Is that something that you even like, you know, let come into your mind for a second? How about that?
For the what?
There's going to be new owners. Steve Cohen is probably going to be the new owner of the team. I mean, do you think about that at all?
Yeah, we're aware. You know, we found out it was Monday. It was a day off here, and we found out through social media, news. It was everywhere. So you know, in our case, I mean, the guys are aware, but it's not a conversation that we're having here as a team. I mean, our conversations are strictly about our games, our what we need to do, what we need to improve. You know, base running, like you mentioned earlier, and you know, defense, some of the things that we need to be better at this 11 games so we can get into those playoffs, you know, and keep competing. And, you know, but that's our focus is not there right now. I mean, but we're definitely aware that that's something that's going on.
Well, go win over and over and over again.
Yeah. Cause that's go run the need. Table. You know, Luis, run the table. No problem.
That's it. Just run.
You know?
All right, guys. Well, appreciate it always, man.
All right. Take care.
Luis Rojas, the manager of the New York Mets. So we do know that Steven Matz is returning to the rotation.
How about that? Yeah, I think I heard that. Didn't they say that yesterday? I thought I heard that in the game last night, actually.
Well, no, they were speculating because...
Was that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, because Steven was activated about two, 3 days ago.
Right, but he wasn't available out of the pen last night.
Right, right. So that was the giveaway. And then when Waka comes in the game, because if you think ahead to this rotation, Waka was probably the guy to go Friday or Saturday. Well, he threw four innings yesterday, so that
really
kind of ruled him out.
Yesterday. I mean, he really did yesterday.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So it started to make logical sense that Matz would enter the rotation, and now he officially will on Friday with Peterson pitching Saturday. So we know Lugo tonight, Matz tomorrow, Peterson on Saturday, and then probably Porcello on Sunday before Jake, a healthy Jake, comes back next Monday. That's the plan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.